Fresh Ubuntu number 15 for the week of October 29th through November 5th, 2006. A member of the Blueberry.com social podcasting network. Welcome and hi again to Fresh Ubuntu. This is a podcast about all things Ubuntu and a couple of things somewhat related to Ubuntu and Linux in general. I know that many of you were expecting a podcast about dual booting Ubuntu and XP, but with all the hype surrounding the release of Edgy, Ubuntu 6.10, I thought I needed to let you in on a few things to at least get many of you up and running and in the right direction. I thought it would be best in this case to highlight some of the things surrounding the release of the new version, Ubuntu 6.10, codenamed Edgy Eft. And I have a lot of news to announce and some good and not so good reviews about Edgy. We'll get started in a second here. Just wanted to let you know, usually my format is I'll have a few news announcements at the beginning and then a main segment, and usually a command line command of the week, and some final notes and things to say. But I thought it would be in the best interest during this podcast, surrounding the events leading up to the release of 6.10 and afterwards, I thought it would be in the best interest to let you in on some of the finer details about the release. The format may be different a little this week, but things should return to normal by next week. You can expect the dual boot episode coming up in the next week, the first week of November. So with that, let's get on to this, sort of a special edition of Fresh Ubuntu, of the Edgy Eft release. Okay, so by the time you get this podcast, Ubuntu will have released Edgy Eft 6.10, and that was released October 26, 2006, and I'm reading this off of the press release straight from the Ubuntu.com website, and it states here, the dateline is London, dated 26 October 2006, and it states, Canonical Limited, the commercial sponsor of Ubuntu, the world's fastest-growing Linux distribution, today announced its latest desktop and server version. Following months of development and user feedback, Ubuntu 6.10 offers a cleaner, sharper design, together with a new and enhanced desktop applications and advances in security, significantly faster boot-up times, and the best in leading-edge free software technologies make the latest Ubuntu the first choice for many new and existing Linux users. Ubuntu 6.10 is offered in several different flavors, including Ubuntu. They have Ubuntu, Kubuntu, and Edubuntu, the educational institutional Ubuntu desktop client. And also, with these three flavors, are Zubuntu, the Ubuntu that uses the XCFE graphical user interface. Four distro flavors out as of October 26th, available in two versions, one for the desktop and a server edition. And those are all available at Ubuntu.com. That is their press release straight from Ubuntu.com. And so enjoy reading that. I'll post the links and all of these links that I mentioned at freshubuntu.blogspot.com. Okay, let's check out the Ubuntu Wiki, the website wiki.ubuntu.com/edgy-release-notes. And in the release notes, it gives you an introduction to the release and how to install it. You can get it as CD images for installation and live demonstration, and you can get that available from a direct download through Ubuntu.com or through a BitTorrent, and at the wiki, they also have a way to get the, there's the BitTorrent seed there for it, and the official download page for EDGYAFT. Now, if you are running Dapper at this point, Ubuntu 6.06 LTS, you can update through your terminal, and you issue the command gksu, quote, update-manager, space, dash C, close quote. Now, the dash C switch instructs the update manager to look for upgrades. Ubuntu 6.06 doesn't do this automatically because it is on a long-term support cycle, i.e. it's being supported for 3 years, and it's very highly stable, so it doesn't automatically update at this point, but you can update through the terminal. There is also another way to do it through apt-get, and the command for that on the command line is apt-get space dist dash upgrade. Now, a warning here, you'll have to do the dist upgrade twice because it will upgrade everything except the new upstart init. Once you have done the first dist upgrade, you'll have to do it a second time to finish your upgrade. Now, again, I must ask you to be cautious when you do your upgrade. First releases are essentially still, you know, not quite perfect yet. There are probably some bugs that many people have been reporting, and I just want to warn you, just to be cautious when you're doing your upgrade, make sure you back up and have written down some of your configurations, your various applications that you use, just to be safe. And again, I'll have other reviews and some of the things that might go wrong later on in this podcast. So that is how you would upgrade. And again, I have warned you, be cautious. I, in fact, will probably wait until a week or two from now just to make sure that many of the bugs that could complicate things during your upgrade are solved and or being fixed. With that, you have been cautioned, so proceed cautiously. Well, let's go on and talk about some of the new features in EDGYAFT. First of all, they have a brand new startup screen, and of course, it's all in the wiki, so you can go ahead and take a look at that. I will post the link in my blog, but they have a new U-Splash screen, and it looks very nice. Black screen, much higher resolution than the old boot up screen. Also coming with EDGYAFT is GNOME 2.16. 2.16 is the culmination of all the hard work that has gone into GNOME, and they have made it more secure, faster, and more stable, as well as many of the applications that go along with GNOME have also been updated. And new ones have been added. Let's go on to some of the things that you might experience in EDGY, some of the packages that are included in EDGY that are new this release. It's called Tomboy. Tomboy is an easy way to do some note-taking and linking through wikis that will be included, as well as a photo manager package called F-Spot. F-Spot allows you to tag your photos, edit them, and upload to various photo services on the web, such as Flickr. A new evolution is going to be included as well in the GNOME 2.16, Evolution 2.8.0. And you get some new vertical message panes. The message panes are all vertical instead of one vertical and a couple stacked on top of the other. And along with this release of Ubuntu, you get the new Firefox 2.0 upgrade. If you remember recently, they have had some things going on in terms of licensing, especially Debian, but with the Mozilla people, and they have ceased using the name Firefox. However, in Ubuntu, the Firefox name and logo are still in use for this upgrade, for this release of Edgy. So Firefox 2 is out and bundled with this release, along with OpenOffice 2.0.4. This release of OpenOffice is mostly a security and bug fix release. It deals with a lot of Java applets and macros. Game 2.0 Beta 3.1 is bundled with this. And a package called Orca. Orca replaces Nopernicus, and it's a scriptable screen reader for the GNOME desktop. I had reported earlier that they had went back to a more conservative desktop theme, desktop wallpaper, but in the wiki, it appears that they have gone back to a much more graphically pleasing desktop wallpaper, and I am also pleased with that addition as well. I have also mentioned earlier in another podcast that many of the cosmetic changes have been retained in this release, such as the rounded window borders. It is still in the this release. They have a new upstart init has been redone and has been turned on by default, and this will typically will go unnoticed to many users, but it offers some clear advantages with a cleaner design and makes booting up a little faster. You can read some more on the wiki. There is a place to report crashes and bugs as well at the wiki site, and a way for you to report those bugs and crashes. Some of the known issues surrounding the release: the power management may behave inappropriately on some systems with multiple batteries. So if you're running a system, a laptop with multiple batteries, again, the power management might not work quite like you want it to. Also, another issue is when shutting down or rebooting with a AMD 64 or PowerPC Live CD, it may not automatically power off or reboot when you press enter. So you at this point can use the power on switch and hold that down to shut off the computer power. And they note on the Ubuntu wiki that it is safe to do that at the point where it will automatically not shut down. Now, if you are going to install Ubuntu 6.10 on a Power Mac system, you will not be able to create an HFS bootstrap partition because the advanced partitioning mode of the installer cannot do this on the desktop CD. There are possible workarounds, and I direct you to the Ubuntu wiki to find a workaround solution for that. Now, this only applies to people who are installing Ubuntu 6.10 on a Power Mac system. Here's one possible issue that might affect a lot of people, actually. The advanced partitioning mode of the installer on the desktop CD has trouble reusing an existing root file system and will incorrectly claim no root file system. The workaround is that since you have to reformat your root file system for use by the installer, you can do this by deleting the root file system and then recreating the partition in question in the advanced partitioner. If you are experiencing a bug, you might want to report this bug, and it's helpful if you do actually to report this bug, because you're actually helping out the larger community in general, because oftentimes if you are experiencing a bug, someone else is also. Do your part in helping further Ubuntu's stability. Please report all your bugs to bugs.ubuntu.com. Also, if you want to help out with those bugs, you can join the Bug Squad, because they are accepting volunteers at this time. Okay, so that's pretty much it for the wiki I really do suggest that you, at least at the very least, check out the wiki if you haven't installed EDGIF yet. And even if you have, it's a good thing to kind of check out. It will help you get around some of the issues that you are perhaps working through at this point. But I have another website that might be able to help you out getting things started, you know, helping you to install and upgrade your various packages that you want on EDGIF. And that website is the unofficial Ubuntu 6.10 EDGIF starter guide. And the URL for that is ubuntuguide.org. And just type that into your browser, and it will take you straight to the Ubuntu guide. Again, it is unofficial and written in wiki style, and has many of the things that you may already have, you may be familiar with when you first installed Ubuntu, regardless of what release that you put on there. They have several versions dating back to Breezy Badger. So they have Breezy Badger, Dapper Drake wikis, Ubuntu guides for last three releases, including EDGIF 6.10. And it's a very long list of how to install various packages that appear to be useful for many users. And for instance, they have point-to-point BitTorrent client, Azurius or BitTornado, how to install multimedia players and multimedia codecs, how to install a Google toolbar, and also if you specifically installed Ubuntu and would like to use the KDE desktop environment, it has a way to install that, as well as the XFCE environment and Fluxbox. For those of you who have nice graphics cards, there is a way to install, you know, some eye candy, XGL Compiz, XGL Barrel, XGL AIGLX, a very helpful website for many of the things that you would like to do. I know typical users would like to have many of these things. And I have used this website as well for Dapper 6.06, and it's gotten me through many things. I'm not sure if an automatics is available for EDGIF. It may already be available. You might do a Google search for that. In any case, I know a lot of people like to do these things manually, and automatics. Oh, here you go. I'm sorry. There is a way to install automatics on the new release right now, and the ubuntuguide.org does have instructions how to do that. Here is a little warning for all of you who are somewhat afraid of the command line. These how-tos are all command line commands, so follow the how-to to the letter. You know, it's not to frustrate you any further on top of the fear that you have with your command line, although there's nothing to fear with the command line itself. So just be careful and read the installation how-to thoroughly, and then follow the how-to installation to the letter. And also, when you do these how-to installations through ubuntuguide.org, it will give you perhaps a list of command line commands, and you might see several command line commands on different lines. Do one line at a time, let it finish first, and then proceed on to the next line, which contains the next command. So it's fairly easy and step by step, although it doesn't seem intuitive at this point, but if you do each command line command step by step, the first one being the first command, let it finish first and then go on to the next command, i.e. the next line in the how-to installation. And that way, be less confusing to you. I know when I first started using Ubuntu, I used the Ubuntu guide, the unofficial guide, as well. And I would just simply copy and paste the whole command, and that could have, in many cases, there were some that used three or four lines of commands, and I would just copy the whole thing, the whole three or four lines, and enter that all at once. And although it did do some of the commands at first, got a lot of bad installations that way, and soon found out that you should do each line one at a time, letting that finish all at once. I thought it was a little bit easier to do it that way. and much easier to follow along as well. So that's your caution when using UbuntuGuide.org. But do go there, because it's a very helpful way, and it's organized in such a way that it's easy to find things, and much easier to get through versus going to the forums and either searching or finding or asking for help. Recommend UbuntuGuide.org. All right, now one last thing before I leave. I want to tell you that it hasn't been all rosy, the people who have upgraded to Edgy. And when I say upgrade, I meant use the dist upgrade command in your terminal. I was reading a blog, and I will post that blog up on my blog as well, at least a link to the article that he wrote as he upgraded to Edgy. And I must say that he did have a lot of trouble. First of all, his situation was that he did the dist upgrade sudo apt-get dist upgrade, and it said that it would take him 2 hours. However, it took him over 24 hours to download and install the packages for his Kubuntu system. He downloaded Kubuntu version, and it took him quite a while. And secondly, after it downloaded the next day, his Xorg failed him. It didn't boot up. His X essentially wasn't able to get on the GUI. And even though he had the proper drivers, his Xorg file was configured correctly, and he even reconfigured Xorg server and still wasn't able to get around this at this point. This person says that he took a look around the forums, and he found similar threads that were similar to his predicament, and he just simply stated that graphic cards are simply not working on a dist upgrade of Edgy with a new Xorg. Anyway, he had to change his video card and got it up and running. So he did finally actually start using his GUI shortly thereafter. He also had a little trouble upgrading his game 2.0 beta. Not entirely sure what's going on with that, but apparently the repos haven't put game beta 4 up, and he wanted to upgrade to beta 4 and was not able to do that at this point as a consequence of changing his video card to the i810 video card. He's no longer getting the U-splash screens or the shutdown screens, and that's sort of a minor thing. However, it's you want to make sure that everything works with Ubuntu, of course. He's having lots of graphical card issues. He's also having some issues with his multimedia programs, no longer having MP3 support. Many of the video files are not playing under Conqueror any longer, and also DVDs aren't playing any longer. He concludes, at this point, it's best to do a clean installation of Ubuntu or Kubuntu, and doesn't recommend the dist upgrade option to upgrade from Dapper. Apparently, he's having many problems, and he concludes that many people are as well on the forums. He's hasn't given up on Ubuntu altogether, but in his opinion, he believes that Dapper's first beta was more stable. Is quite frustrated, to say the least, about the upgrade to Edgy Eft. Again, now, I want to point out a couple of things before I sign off. He did a dist upgrade versus downloading the ISO image, burning the ISO image, and then installing it from the live CD. So be very careful. Again, my warning to you is that it's very early in the release cycle, and you ought to be cautious with any first releases, so to speak, whether it be Ubuntu or Fedora Core. You know, I mean, there's still some residual bugs left over in a lot of first releases. So, although this doesn't surprise me, and it doesn't worry me, it does appear to me that there are many things that still need to be worked out, to be ironed out. So, my recommendation is to wait until November, at the very least. I plan on doing an ISO live CD installation later on, perhaps in the month. Of course, next week I will be doing a installation onto my desktop. I don't know if some of you are new listeners. I installed Dapper Drake onto my laptop, and I totally am not dual booting at all. I just wiped off Windows XP and installed Ubuntu 6.06 onto my laptop, and it's a rather old laptop, compact Presario 1200. Has about a 14-inch screen. Works pretty good. Very, very stable. I had to tweak the LAN settings a little bit, but other than that, everything works real good right out of the box. I'm pleased with what's going on with my laptop. I am going to install Dapper Drake as a dual boot option on my desktop unit, on the main hard drive on my unit. It should offer some insight to many of you who are wanting to do the same thing. So at this point, I want to stick with Dapper Drake for a little bit longer. Make sure I get onto the forums every now and again to see what the buzz is about Edgy and how the bugs are getting fixed. And maybe sometime mid-November, do an installation of Edgy Eft onto either my laptop or my desktop. I still haven't worked out the details of that yet. So anyway, that ought to wrap things up for this week's podcast. Remember, again, next week I'll be doing a podcast about dual booting. And thank you very much. Just a couple of things before I sign off, and I'll get to that in one moment. All right, thank you for joining me once again for a fresh Ubuntu. I hope that this podcast was helpful to you. I would like to hear some comments, some feedbacks. If you have installed Edgy, perhaps you're having a good time with it, please do leave a comment at my blog. You can leave it at freshubuntu.blogspot.com, or you can email me at freshubuntu@gmail.com. And I will make sure I post my email on my blog this week. I have a gentleman who emailed me. He has started his own blog and possibly will be starting a podcast a bit later. His name is Ted Street, I believe. S-T-R-E-I-T. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And I apologize if I haven't. But anyway, he has a blog out for Ubuntu sysadmins, and his blog is located at ubuntuserversysadmin.blogspot.com. I will post the permanent link on my website, and it should be up this by the time you get this podcast. Special thanks to Matt Taylor, who is the host of DistroWatch Weekly Podcast. And he wrote to me and he said, "Just turned up your podcast, looking for other open source shows to recommend on mine." He says it's really good, one of maybe five that I enjoyed listening to. Keep it up. Thanks, Matt. And I appreciate your vote of confidence for me, Matt. I have listened to your podcast as well. Keep up the good work yourself, keeping us all informed about all of the distributions. Thank you very much, Matt. I got one last comment from a gentleman named Chain, and his website is at www.zinzi.us, Z-I-N-Z-I.us. He states, "Hello, I am new to Ubuntu, and I am also new to your show. Thanks for the help. How about a tutorial for running XGL and AIXGL under Ubuntu? I love your show. A video podcast would be great. Keep up the great work. We need more Linux podcasts." And I agree with you, Chain. I would love to do a video podcast and screencast for that matter. And as soon as all that AdSense money starts rolling in, I will buy a nice camcorder and some software to get that all up and running. I would love to. I'm somewhat limited on what I can do because of resources, but you know, I'll find a way to do it. I thank every one of you for your support. Please keep sending me comments and emails. I'd love to hear from them. Due to the recent Odeo.com transactions, I'm not sure if my Odeo message icon works, but you can also, if it does work, you can send me a voicemail through that, and there is a link on my blog for that. It's on the sidebar there. It says send me an Odeo message, and it's completely free. You're more than welcome to leave me a audio message or voicemail through that as well. So thank you very much. I appreciate your listenership, and I will see you again next week. Have a great week, and we will be speaking with you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.